Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. This is Greg Holbert. We've been on the system for about a month, and I can't set up my printer because it says I have a metered connection. I don't know why I would have a metered connection. Is there a maximum number of gigabytes or whatever I can use?
No. I'm so sorry to hear that you're having trouble with your printer. No, it technically should not be a metered connection. Okay. I would advise to check your settings, your internet settings,
mm-hmm.
on the okay. computer that you're using.
Okay.
How is it connected? Is it connected via Wi-Fi or Ethernet cable?
Wi-Fi.
Okay, so in your internet settings, let's see, mm-hmm. I can do it with you. So when you go to your internet settings, you should be able
to... Mm-hmm. Let me get to it first. Internet settings. Your system's much better than mine, probably. Internet settings.
So... Do you see where you have the little Wi-Fi icon on the bottom right of the computer?
Mm-hmm.
Click on that.
What is it called?
The little Wi-Fi symbol?
Oh, yeah. It's
at the bottom of the taskbar?
Okay, I get a different system, but... All right, click on that, Wi-Fi.
Are you using Windows or Apple?
Windows.
Okay, so at the bottom right of the main start bar, it's called the task bar,
mm-hmm.
you'll see where right. there's the date and everything, and you'll see like a little Wi-Fi symbol. It looks like arches of little arch lines. Click on that, and then you should pop up with a small little screen that shows which connection you're connected to, as well as your Bluetooth and airplane mode. You're going to want to click on the little arrow where it says manage Wi-Fi connections, if you hover over it.
Let me find it.
Are you using a newer Windows or an older Windows?
Older Windows.
Older? Okay.
Probably a 10.
Windows 10? So you can instead go into the start menu.
Mm-hmm.
Go to settings. Your settings,
mm-hmm.
and then you should find the network and internet settings.
Okay, right there, I got it.
All right, and then you're going to click on your Wi-Fi network so that you can manage it. So instead of, like, connecting or disconnecting, it should give you, like, a little I symbol for information.
Okay, I'm in the Wi-Fi area, and it's Wi-Fi on. Show mm-hmm. available networks.
Okay.
Hardware property.
Does it show that you're already connected?
We're connected to Arch Top Fiber. Connected.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a little arrow next to it? Or like an information sign next to it?
Not really. I just click on it.
Okay. Give me one moment.
I have a Wi-Fi down here at the bottom. If I got an airplane mode.
Let me turn it on. Wi-Fi's off now. Let's turn on manually.
Wi-Fi, mobile networks, arch fiber.
Why do you say network for it?
Connect. It is connected.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already connected.
You should be able to double click on that connection.
I screwed it up.
Yeah, I just talked about it. Oh.
Either that or you can right click on it.
That's the Ethernet. I don't want to.
Let's screw it up again. Let me go back to settings. Network settings. And we have Wi-Fi. Everything's on.
Can you right click on the on your Archtop fiber connected?
Okay.
Can anybody click on that?
Yeah, so show the available connections. There should be able to either be a little arrow next to the Archtop fiber connection that you're connected to, or you should be able to right click it and click manage.
So all I have is
or connect. Properties.
Manage is over there. No network.
Manage no networks?
Yes.
Okay.
And it should pop up with the Archtop fiber one. There may be an arrow next to it. Click on the arrow if it's visible.
I have some old network stuff in here. So add a network. Like I had a network. And then it's, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 old Wi-Fi's in here.
That's okay. Does it show the current one?
No. So I should search for that? Add a network?
I would not go to add a network. You should be able to manage the one that you're already connected to. Is there a search bar within the settings menu?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's search this list.
So you should click into Wi-Fi settings. So there should be one that shows right underneath that your Wi-Fi is on. It should show the one that you're connected to. And there should be an arrow next to that.
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
So available networks. Yeah, so available. Archtop's right here.
Got to right-click that.
Yep, and you should be able to click on manage if it shows the option for it.
No, it just says connect.
It just says connect.
Okay, then I would connect to it. Because you definitely want to be connected to it first.
Right. What's the network key? Is that the password?
Yes, that is correct. So the network key would be the password. So if it's asking you for a password, you should be typing that in.
Connected.
Okay.
The properties.
And then go into the properties, correct.
Okay, metered connection.
That's where you want to make sure it's set to off.
It is off.
Okay. And did you switch your profile type to private instead of public? Because sometimes it'll automatically determine that it's a public.
The arrow on the top again, go back. Go back into the Wi-Fi again.
Now, are you connecting to your printer via Wi-Fi, or are you connecting via a cable between
Wi-Fi.
Your computer? Okay.
Wi-Fi. Now, I'm back into Wi-Fi settings.
You're available again. Click on the top one.
Public? We want public or private? We want private, right?
Yes, you want to set it to private.
Right. Meter connection off.
Okay. Perfect. So that setting is off. So you should be set with that. Now I would pay attention to the printer. Make sure you go into the internet settings of the printer to connect it to the network.
Okay.
And I would also verify to make sure that your software and firmware are up to date on your computer for your printer.
Yeah, you know what it is? We've had it set up for up until today. We tried to do something to set it up today. I mean, to print something. And I couldn't do anything. So I don't know what happened.
I'm so sorry. I run into this issue once in a while with my printer where it's just, it goes into sleep mode and it will not wake up for anything.
Now I have in the printer workforce, I have open, acquire, that's no good, manage, and remove device. Printer server properties.
So I meant by going directly to the printer itself to make sure that it's properly connected to the internet. Is it connected via Ethernet cable or is it connected via Wi-Fi?
It's not connected, but we're trying to get it to go by.
Okay.
Get it onto
Wi-Fi. So on the physical printer itself, you should be able to go into the menu and connect it to the Wi-Fi.
All right. Let me try that now. And then that settings and general network setup. Or check network, general network settings.
So network settings. And then you should be able to connect it to the internet through that menu. I'm not sure what the menu tells you since I'm not physically there.
Yeah.
The other thing you can do is if the printer is near the modem, the router, what you can do is you can connect it via Ethernet cable as well, which will keep it hardwired.
Yeah, it's easier.
And it'll bypass the whole Wi-Fi connection portion. Yeah.
Right, and then I just go into the set it up manually on the printer.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what
and
we'll
then
do.
I would verify that the... that the software on your computer is up to date with regards to your printer and that your printer does any updates necessary. Because I know occasionally I have new firmware that needs to be updated on my Epson that I have. So definitely check that out and see if it needs any firmware updates.
Okay. I just checked the printer drivers and stuff.
Perfect. Yes.
Set them up again. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Is there anything else that I could help you with today, Greg?
That's it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Viber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
And you too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.